between Yeshua and Tov Ha'Efrat. It's not what it's like. According to the Rambam, there's a cost of being that there has to be one of the elements. And if there is Yichud, and through one of the elements, then it's Chayav Malchus. All right. So, yes?
There is a piece of the Rambam that would ever say a wool pack and just glue it out of the beggar would not be considered a shot.
I mean, there will be an Iser of Shatnes in the Raisa, but there won't be any Malchus. Let's say it's by Tcheles. So there is an Iser of Shatnes, but Malchus there won't be in Tcheles. When you put Tcheles of Tzemer in the Beretz of Bishton, there is certainly no Yichud. I mean, you should certainly can see, I mean, here is the Beretz and here is the thread. But the thread of Tzemer is Kosho, to Kshiret. So it's a Chibur. So it comes within the Yisea of Semel Pishtim Yarv. As the Rambam spells it out himself. But Malchus there won't be. Now you'll soon see here. So he says, who is possible to the Raise? Oy Shalova Shatne, Shushua, we talk or news. Harry is a possible to Mabe. Tavo, he more helps Tari Bechola. But that's only the Rabbono. Oy Shatil Yom the Chain Shal Valier. That's only the Rabbono. So he's possible to the Rabbono. Oy Shalova Beget Tzemer, she obas beichut shal pishton, the chayit is it. Hari, the bottom of the way. The question is, Beget Tzemer, she obas beichut shal pishton. That's the Yisra of Pai, Midra Yisra. Beget Tzemer, she obas beichut shal pishton. So, in other words, as we see from the Gemara, the Gemara says, Nilide, Beget Tzemer, she obas beichut shal pishton, lo yimkerenu rinochri, shemo yimkerenu rinishroel. If it has been only a Mishra Rabbonon, so why should it be Osir? I mean, it's only a possibility. The answer is, it involves the Nisar Raise. So it's making the Raise the Chumre. So merely not allowed to sell it to the Goy, lest the Goy will decide to sell it to the Jew. So merely, I'll be there, I'll be there. So we see it's a Nisar Raise. Why? Because there is Chibu. Beget Tema Shoba, Bechutin Shal Pishto, Vichayei Tzebet. Today. So that's an Isra Raise. That's the usual client that you find today. When you find, let's say, in the collar, you find a certain piece of linen in a wool jacket. So that's Beget Tzemer Shoba Bechut Shal Pishto. Or let's say Beget with a Beget Shal Tzemer with Chutin Shal Pishto. So it's also the same thing. So he says it's only possible in the Brayan. Why possible in the Brayan? Not that it's only Yosam the Rabbanon. It's also in the Raise. In the same way as Chiles, in the Beget Shal Pishton, Yosam the Raise. But the element of Shua Tov Venus is lacking. Because according to the Rambam, Shua Tov Venus, all right, according to the Rambam, Yerachatopo, it means one of the three. But one of the three must means that one of the three must manifest itself in the Tzemer and the Pishton together be, that they together should be smoothed out, should be Shua, that together they should be Tohu, that together they should be Nuz. So the Mele, Beget Tzemer Shoma the Chutz of Pishton, so there is Chibur between the Beget Tzemer and the Chutz of Pishton. Either by Shteit Kifes to Stikes or by two shires, whatever it is, but it's not Shua together, it's not Tovu together, it's not news together. So the Leila, there is an Issa that I say that is Nichlau in the other Issa, in the second Issa of Semor Pishtim Yardov. But it's not Nichlau in the Iker Issa. And since it's not Nichlau in the Iker Issa, so Malchus the reason. And in order to be postulated with the Issa, one must be Iver and Avera, she is the Malchus. But if one is Eivir and Aveir Shema Malchus, he is not Pasleis in the Raise, only Pasleis in the Raise. So we see from this Rambam in Hilchas Seves that there are two separate issues. And that is really also spelled out Mami, the Roshna Rambam to the Jews has why, because in Aloha Bey, he says, Kidmish and Yitzchaber, Atzeber, and Apishton, Tatschibo, Beil, Mali, Bekoy, Mabeo, geht das denn noch ein bisschen Teufel und sehen sie, wie scheu ist er. Wie auch so eine Wadde mache ich frei. Und der Rambam Pirsch am Mischte says, Schari, ich bin ich und ich hibo. But then he says, ja, wach ich immer, Tof habe ich jetzt zähmer bis auf Pichton, was für ein Tof von dem Meschi, und ich Tof habe ich jetzt zähmer doch gut in Pichton, und ich bin ein Pichton doch gut in Zähmer, und ich kosche auch gut in Zähmer doch gut in Pichton, und ich gibt nur noch was in Zähmer und Pichton, die Sack und die Kupo, die Kirchon, die Kirchon, die Kirchon, die So he says, how do I know? When I see from Yisur, Mir, Shal, Tehiro, Shal, Rutsch, Hakos, and Vahat, the Kral, the Kisses. So that's another gift, but Mount is there is. Mount is there is. All right. There is a difference. All right, now we're up to the Gemara. We're up to the Gemara, that's A on the page. So from the smuchin, the mufne, we learn out that an essay is deichel is a grade. But how do we know that an essay can be deichel is a shetukah? And the Gemara assumes so far that there is a general principle that an essay deichel is a grade. Because otherwise, why does the Torah have to tell us that the essay of Yisrael is not deichel, the lazy is a grade, but it's a shetukah? And that's cannot be deiche anyway to say. Why is it necessary for the Torah to mention that we got a chesisha? So it's a raya. That generally, and that is deiche leisha koreh. But the other is because of the cost of the nefe of him is not deiche the leisha of koreh of a chesisha. So where is that moke for that aloche that the nefe is deiche a leisha of koreh generally? Ich hasse die doch in diesem Kolel mit because Mila Bismano is the Cheshabes, the Teleges is the Kores, Mauri Mila Shachinich is the Oleosh, which is what he says, so he cannot learn how to be enough from Mila. Mila is more homo there, so Mila Bismano. So then we say, Mi Pesach, just as Kodak Kobe of the Kohen Pesach, is the Cheshabes, the Teres Pesach is a Shabes. So that what he needs, you are actually become. So we should learn out so this is the general bucket. This is the bucket for the general principle that the message is literally to call it. The aloha is that from Pesach is the Hashabbat. No, Maui Pesach should be called. So we cannot learn out a general principle from Pesach. We tell now Tommy, if somebody fails to see the Tibor, Tommy is a chiyuv that is covered upon the tibur, not upon the yoy. But if the tibur fails to be matched with the Tommy in a certain day, so no one is half correct. And still, if he's there, Shabbos, because you have to be matched with the common Tommy on Shabbos too. So we should learn out the general principle from it, that the every vehicle is your part. Maui Tommy checking to the, because it's every day, but it's not. Is not every day. So we go to the Asia, day to meet up. Many days, we do Pesach. So, Shechin Kor. So in other words, Pesach, there is Kor, and Mila, there is also Kor, because some Kor is the Vanilla. I mean, the effect, there is Kor of Mila, there is Kor of Mila, if somebody remains in awe. So again, there is a machlik in the Rambam and the Raya. According to the Rambam, so if somebody is in awe, so while he lives, he's not high scored. But when does he become a queer scored? Only the moment he dies, at death, he becomes a queer scored. Why? Because the queer scored is not for being in Vatir. One mitzvah of Mila. But the Chiyuv Kores is for being mivatei mitzvah altogether. Now as long as he's alive, so he's still in a position to be kind of the mitzvah of Mila. So Mila cannot be the Chiyuv Kores. So the Rambam says, 3 years old, but as long as he's alive, he can still be behind the mitzvah of Mille. And there is no Eilish of Kores for being the vatel of the essay of being Mao 1 day or 2 days or 1,000 days or 10,000 days. So only for being the vatel the mitzvah of Mille completely in his lifetime. The Haibet is Chelet. The Haibet cheating is that if 1 day after Bar Mitzvah he does not Mao himself, he is in a position to be Mao himself. He already became Bar Mitzvah. And I got, and he was in a position to be Mao himself. And he wasn't Mao himself. He immediately becomes Mechuyah Tov. But if the next day he is Mao himself, then the Chiyuv Kores is removed. But if he doesn't Mao himself, so then he became Mechuyah Kores the first day that he was a god. That's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Raizet.
Eventually, he has, but somehow the night that's supposed to be by the father.
out before it's really the same.
But here at this manor there is no correct of Islam. So we have to say that the more mean there is a shaykhet of correct. So it's mohom. So it's mohom. Umikulename. So now we can say that we cannot learn out from any of these. Because Shekh Yeshua Sneadibu, Pesach is a Sneadibu. Because Pesach, the Jews born in Stavin, in Israel, before Martin Tor, Miles, Avram Avinu was in Stavin. Avram Avinu was in Stavin. And I mean, Tom did also, according to Mandoma Shekh Yeshua, with Sneadibu. All right. So maybe we cannot learn out from Pesach, from Miles, from Tom. So how, what is the vocation? For this general principle that the essay is there is a reason. How can I mean if Rabbi Toleo is needed? Why? Because if the Torah has mentioned Toleo, I would say that as of Yidden is Deiche, the latest of Korah's tradition. Why? How can I mean if he said it in Dabe, Tanya, Yochin, it in Dabe, Deiche Shabbos, Amrein, Marishim, in Monsiro, Vashatim, Vashmeiro, Kuchon hayobe bichwei my love yomali shchit vibashem. So the Torah here tells us that if the father tells his son, now you share on Shabbos, share, cook for me some, I want to eat some. So he should bless. We die because Rach Mone Shabbos is a Tishmei. Hol avoche, toche. But if the Torah didn't say, Shabbos is a Tishmei, and he had a share. So then I would say that he should listen to the father. But they have a say. How can it either be the love of Kore or Phil Shabbat? Apparently here we have a remedy that generally an essay in the relation with Kore. So I didn't tell that as I say that Ishmael or Chayom Yechveti, I would say that he should be there. Now look what Rashi. Sal kodai techamine. Iro ikhtivo leo vidroshe. They say, the dochele is the chorus, the kids are there. I would learn out. Who can, how would I learn out from this person? The kids are there. Who can ato, we are here for the machine, the whole Chayom Yechveti? Me ani ani shem dosh. Schreit mit alle haben noch schnell kore. So dann wir machen uns aber nicht mehr ru. Und ab noch doch. So hier wie in der Tor actually tells it. That only here got to kill that way, so there is nothing. But the hour may, and the hell is the ship. So the Gemara says, no, Lord, you have been a hand. But the Torah has to tell us that he shouldn't listen to the father, it's not in connection with Shrek and Bashel. But it's in connection with the case that the father tells him, Chameir. And that he tells the son he should be Mechameir after the Behem. He should be after the Behem. So there is no courage of Silah. So there I would say that an essay is Beinche Alei to say, Sheyesh Bekorah. Because you are greater, and there is a general principle that an essay is a hell, it is a sheyesh b'koreh. Some of the melee is trying to keep it. Some of the melee is that all it didn't tell us. And yet, the shame, I would say, the father tells the son, now you follow after the behemoth that has some echelim for me. And you follow it in the Mishnah Rabbi. And you follow it in the Mishnah Rabbi. Follow up that chameir that has the echelim for me. So if the Torah didn't tell us that he had Hashem, I would say he should listen to the Father. After all, there is no Yisakoros involved, only Elamkereine. So the Esser of Kildav should be Deiche, just as the Esser of Tzitzis is Deiche, Elam. So the Esser of Kildav should be Deiche, Elam of Mechamne. So, Komashu or no, he shouldn't listen to the Father. But look, Elo, the kind of one, he was there, said, we don't know him, so the Gemara doesn't say that Kashi. The Gemara doesn't tell the Kashi in regard to Shchit Libasheli. Because Shchit Libasheli, so then the Gemara said on the contrary. So the Gemara wanted to use that is the mock here for the general principle that I say the Yechel is a Sheyesh Bokoret, as in Yechel is a Bokoret. Because otherwise, why should the Torah tell us this? So the only reason as to why the Torah tells us that is to advise us that only by Kibbutz Avna, but generally speaking, it is there. Masha'im Kein is the process of Ani Abishem, is to be applied to the Mechamer. So Mechamer involves only Lav Gereide. So Mimele, the Torah didn't tell us, I would say that he should listen to the Father. So here the Torah tells us that he should listen to the Father. So we can say, we can learn out, if I'm continually bringing up, that it's not only Gabi King Dab that he shouldn't listen, but it's a general principle that that is not the way to say. How about the Drosha of Smuchim? So a space says, so the Drosha of Smuchim could be applied to some other halacha. The Semer Pishtim is patron, the show me, we love with race. Love with race, love the crime. The space says, that pay of a dollar. So, we will walk and we. We cannot learn out in general principle from the love of Shabbos. The just as the essence of Yudah is not there. The love of Shabbos is right in the Hamid. So we may learn as no essay. Can we take any laces again? Because maybe only the love of Shabbos right is not there, because it's more common. Why is it more humble? Because even though, so the chitim and now you see, so here you can be mitayim from Rashi, very important aloch, that achreim discussed, and there is a machleket achreim on there. But from this Rashi you can deduce a aloch. The chitim and shana lam and the Shabbos is chmire. So Rashi says, the kailu and the chal Shabbos is chmire and chobit, and the shimokha afil lam kredo lidoche, and the nayo lidamon. Now, there is a machleket achreim, Mumel lechal Shabbos is parhetsi. Mumel lechal Shabbos is parhetsi. It's a mumel chadere kule. Shkikot yatsu, or amin, yene yoseh, so on, so. So, how about, so does that apply only to Chil Shabbos or to Amtet Rochet? Let's say somebody writes on Shabbos, he carries Mevishut Rabin, for which there is a Chil Stile and a Chil Koret, and so on. Suppose someone is Mechameh, Bishabbos, Bifarech. So it doesn't involve any Sakore. Is he also a Mumel Chater Kule or not? So there's a Machleket Achim. So from this Rashi we see that the love of Mechameh, that the Mechal Shabbos, Bifarech, is a Mechameh. He's also a Mumel Chater Kule. Because Rashi explains the Chitim Shana Lava and Shabbos Echmire in connection with Mechameh. The time of Mechal Shabbos gave them COVID. That means that it's Mumel Chater Kule. What does it mean Mechal Shabbos gave them COVID? The just as the name of the Dore is the Mumel Chater Kule, it's Gakon Chodoro, so Mechal Shabbos Parhetsie is also a Mumel Chater Kule. So Rashi advises to Mechameh, so we see that by Mechameh he is also Mumel Chater Kule. Even though there is no Mishnah, there is no God. Now, but I think that this Rashi could not be used as a value that, let's say, that if somebody is Yitzhi Chutzli Tchuman Shabbos Bifarashye, so according to the Rambam, so if one walks Chutzli Tchum with his meal, so he shall have the right to eat his own cane. In other words, if he just walks up by him, Amo Chutzli Tchum, then it's only also the Rabbanon. But if he walks, he plays meal with the food, he's able to have the right. Now, Achrein discussed that too. Suppose someone is either the Isra of food with whom he plays meal. He barres here. Is the woman of Hatere Kulana? So from this Rashi we can deduce the proposition that if somebody is Mechameh, so is the woman of Hatere Kulana. But now that if somebody is eating food with whom, so if I say, why should I be in Fiji? Now, where is the Isha of Muhammad in prison? In the Pasuk in Aseret Hadin. שיש את יום עם תאבי ולציס החום לא התחום. ואם השבי, שבו 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 לתחום ולתחום ולתחום ולתחום. עתו ובלחו ובתחו, אב תחו ועמוס תחו, ובהם תחו, וגאים רשב בשרחו. So ובהם תחו התנשי. ובהם תחו מין וחמר. So, ואיזה וחמר יריז מנשן, in the same love as the love from Melechet Atme. Where is the love? The Azore against Lameset Moloch, writing and sewing and making fire and so on and so forth. So where is it mentioned? The love was Tzad Chom Moloch. But the love, Tzad Chom Moloch, the Torah says, Ato Ubehem Techo. That's Mechamer. So Mechamer is implicit in the same love as the Lameset Moloch. Mashenke Yeta who put home in the deal. That's in the process of the Shalach Aliti Shemkele. So it's a different love. So in Mele, Rashi only says it in connection with Mechameya, because Mechameya is implicit in the same love. But there is no chorus, there is no misset of Mechameya. But the love is the same. If the love is the same, so in Mele, it has the same chumre, like Lame Tetz Lochet, just as the Tabere of Lame Tetz Lochet makes him to Mumea. If he doesn't desire a thing. So the Avera of Mechamer, which is included in the same Rav, also makes him a Mumea if he doesn't desire a thing. Masheike, Yeitechus Moitchum, that's another Rav. So Meirech HaTein said that if someone is Yeitechus Moitchum, desire a thing, that they are the Din of the Mumea. But from this Rashi, it's a Raye, that love of Mechamer, he becomes the Mumea. ומשמוח את עולם תרינו לדוחת, ומנאי לו את המלך. וכיתן משן עליו לשעה ונחמירה, ואותם הבאו בכויר ולא יקופוריך, but we see that this הלוחה that one should please to their father does not apply only to a love of Shabbos. It applies to any love. וכאן יהיה, יורוך לא מביאו בפיתם, או ישום עליה אותר, יוכל נשאולי, תלמרי מה, שתראו, תשמרו, So we see that the same aloha applies to other love also. Elo Mishum Dito Yifra. So why don't want to share? If the posik of Ani Adishen has reference to the love of Mechamer, and the Torah says that the love of Mechamer, I would say, without the posik, I would say, that the Esav Kibud Av is there. The Esav Kibud Av is there. And the Seisa says, take the things like that, I mean, the that I would say that the Esser of Kimdav, because of Ishva Kosu, Shvedi Shalom Obeim, Shvedi Shalom Okei, so then without the Pasik, I would say that not only is the Esser of Kimdav capable of doing the Yechei Leisese, but without the Pasik, I would say that the Esser of Kimdav is capable of being the Yechei Leisese Eminet. Because the whole reason is why there's a declaration to the essay is because, according to David Deere, because my womb is highest and my highest. But we cannot apply the concept of my womb is highest and my highest in regard to Gimdav, because Yishwa Kosu, Kvedei Shal Obeim, Kvedei Shal Moki. So Moki, so the Mele, we should learn out from Ani Abishem that generally speaking, an essay is not a realistic expectation. Why can't we learn how to do it? So there is a machlokes chashen day. And all the Rishonim agree with David. I mean, I didn't see any Rishon who agreed with Rashi. But let's first go over the Gemara according to Rashi. So it's more a sense that we should be doing this. Malahan of Shirk and Ashok is this. Hello, where you love your Malay? Shrink with Bashas. You're all going to be for Leo. Ifra, Malahan of Shrink with Bashas. Shirk and Ashok is this. The whole Shabbos. Bakira Shoyce is the only Kaya method he gives. There were Ashok is wie er schon in Teil mit Ulla Kira schlaft. Die Ukachi, wo ich Gott habe, schafft sich auf die Schmeiru, aber am Minna Lüttre. Aber Lüten, wo ich sich nur was, herrschaft die Umeete, schau ich auch in Lachwein, du jagst ja auch schon Erbo, du liebst dich auch. So er kommt in der Rashi, so herrschaft mich, Rashi, Hechshav Mitzvah represents a difus, not dream. So in other words, so Rashi Gemara is saying, El Mishum Yikel Yifach. In other words, the Gemara now is going back to what Gemara assumed before, that the Zertakotu, Fofaniya, Bishem, Kulcha, Chayom, Yechrei, that one is not supposed to listen to the father when the father tells him to drink Chol Shabbos. So the Zertakotu has reference to which kind of Chol Shabbos. Chol Shabbos is one says Loch. But then you say, is the Posit has reference to the Chol Shabbos or a says Loch? So then we have Bimokir in that Posit that there is a general principle that an essay is Eichelisha Mekoret, because the Torah here tells us that the essay of Kibudav is not the Eichel. The essay of Kibudav is not the Eichel, is the latest of Shabbos. The implication being that any other essay is the Eichelisha Mekoret. So in Meile, we can answer the catch of the Gemara, why does the Torah have to say Oleo to advise us that the essay of Hebrew is not the Eichel, the latest of Kohen, what is the issue? We know already. Otherwise I would say that it is the Eichel. Why did I say? Because of the Zeratakosu of Shabbat, that is Shmeiru, Kul Chayom Mechrei. So this is what Gemara mentioned before, as the Mokia, from general principles, and as the Eichel, Leisha Mekoret, because here is the Torah tells us, only Kibudav is not the Eichel, Leisha Mekoret. But the Alme, it is the Eichel. Talmud is the Eichel. So Gemara says, no, you cannot consider Kulcha Chayom Mechrei as a general Zeratakosu that has application even to Yitzchak. Two, you could consider Kulcha Chayom Mechrei as a general Zeratakosu, but that general Zeratakosu couldn't have application to Yitzchak. Why? Because only the Esel Kibudav has an adipus. So according to Rashi, Hashem Mitzvah represents an adipus. Because the Esel Kibudav, because when the father tells him, Shechli Vashayli, so this is indispensable for the fulfillment of the Tziva Hashem. Without, if the father tells him, Shechli Vashayli, so it's impossible to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibudav without complying with the directive of the father. So the Mele, the Torah says, this kind of a mitzvah where the mitzvah is indispensable for the fulfillment of the mitzvah. We have no other alternative to in fulfilling the Tziva Hashem. So that is generally the Yechel, as you call it. But Kibudav not. Masheike Yidu. So there's no other alternative. He can be Yechel. He has a choice between Yidu or Chlitze. So the Mele, so even though Yidu is not Kibudav, but only a mitzvah analogous to Kibudav, where there is no other alternative, can be the Yechel Yishe Mekoret. But Yidu is not analogous to Kibudav. There is another alternative. What kind of an alternative is there? There is an alternative of Chalit. So take this kasha, take this as a sentence. So, and because of that, the halacha is that Chayom Elavim Kredi, so it's right saying that we have, but the Chachomim have a given because of the Zerah, the Elishen, or the Bishnio, but with the right say, if I say the Yivome is a Manzeres, if the Yivome happens to be a Manzeres, so the Yovim is allowed to be the Avra, because the essay of Yivim is the Yichad Elav of Manzeres, of the Yovim Amza Bishal Adishen, Amra Zashen. So, but according to Rashi, how could the essay of Yidin be the Yichad Elav of the Yovim Amza Bishal Adishen? But it's actually what we say. So the Gemara wanted to say that. Gemara has such a hard on it. So the Gemara says, no. The Tchlitze the Mokim Yivim, Avul Hoche, that Kofal Avom Dalev, Avul Hoche, Tchlitze the Mokim Yivim, Lav Mitzri. Because Yivim is the Ika Mitzri, not Tchlitze. So how does Rashi say that we could learn out message that Ishmael, that as a general principle, that has application to you, that that Mitzvah Hebrew should be able to be Deichai, the love of Kores, of Achetisho, because we cannot learn out from Shafiq and Ishmael, Kol Chayim Vechredi, that the next day analogous to Gimud Avke. So, in respect to the next day analogous to Gimud Av, so we have Mitzvah Zakor, so only Gimud Av is not Deichai, but any other next day analogous to Gimud Av is Deichai. Because over there, there is no other alternative. But by him, there is no other alternative. There is no other alternative. Because Yechlitz and Mokin Yisrael love Mitzvah. Now, there is a machleket between the Rivosh and the Tashbah. Now, there is a loche that if someone takes the Shvui to the battle in Mitzvah, so the Shvui is not Chal. Furthermore, the Shvui is Ishweshon. So if somebody takes the Shvui, well, I'm Yachzion. Or Yechel Matzah, the little Pesach. So the Shvui is Ishweshon. It's not Chal and it's Chayiv Moshe for the love of the Shvui and Shvui and Shvui. So, suppose someone will take Yishvui, I will not be the outliver. Let's say, first and foremost, he took Yishvui, that he will not be the outliver. So there is a machleket between the Rivosh and the Tashmat, as to whether it's Yishvui Shom or it's not Yishvui Shom. So the Rivosh says, that it is a Shwesho. It is a Shwesho. And the Tashba says that it's not a Shwesho. So in other words, according to the Tashba, that it's not a Shwesho. Why? So it does not have a din of Israel Vato Sami. Why not? Because so the Tashba says, because the Torah is not in higher into the Miyam. The Chiyuv is in the form of an alternative. It's one of the two. In other words, the Torah is mechayavim, the yavim, either be miyavim or bechayavim. So the mele, yidu by itself is not in the chiyuv. But, chlitim mokin yidu la mitzvah, because there is more of a mitzvah in chalitz, in yidu than in chalitz. Chalitz, and yidu a kopta, the shol, who says Mitzvah Chlitz Kedemes, he also agrees that Yidu is more of a Mitzvah than Chalitzeh. But the average person is not in the Madrigi, he's not on the level. To be Mikayim Mitzvah Yidu, because he has to do it for Shem Shamayim, there shouldn't be any other motive commingled with the motive of Mitzvah, of Shem Shamayim. But if somebody is on the Madrigi, on the level, to do the Yidu, purely with Shem Shamayim, without any ulterior motive, then Abishol is also made that Chlitzel Mokim Yivu Av Mitzvah. So that means essentially, so Yivu is more of a Mitzvah. It's more of a Mitzvah, but according to the Tashbah, there is no Chiyuv to be Miyam. The Chiyuv is the form of an alternative. Either be Miyam or be Miyam. So maybe it's not Shvasho, but Chlitzel Mokim Yivu Av Mitzvah, because it's more of a Mitzvah. So in other words, so Rashi, apparently Rashi agrees to the Tashbah, that there is no Mitzvah Chiyuv is of Yivu. The Mitzvah Chiyuv is either or. Either Yom Yav or Yachili. So apparently, so Rashi holds that there is a distinction between Ese Deichelis and Sekreide and Ese Deichelis and Shezikor. So even if we assume that an essay is Deichelis and Shezikor, and here the more is assuming that an essay is Deichelis and Shezikor, as long as the essay is analogous to the Ese Tibra. So an essay is Deichelis and Shezikor. So, but in regard, in connection with relationships with Kores, so the essay must be an imperative. It must be a Mitzvah Chiyuvi, not just a Mitzvah Chiyuvi. It must be a must. Mashe in Gatun Kores. So Mele, even if we assume that the Kertakotu for Shachtesa Kishmeru implies the general principle that any Mitzvah can be Deiche, a Leishe Shezikores, Yod-Yalel, which does not represent an entirety. There is no mat. It's a mitzvah in the form of an alternative. Either or. So it's only mitzvah chiyuvi. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvi. Mitzvah chiyuvi means that there is a mat. It's an entirety. So since Yidu is no, does not represent an entirety, the mat, because he will have no aveira whatsoever if he decides to be chelis rather than to be yap. So it's only mitzvah chiyuvi. So in regard to the sechreide, so they we learn out from Klein that he says, so Rashi Shiti is now, this is certainly not Murcha, but Rashi holds that the Mokia for Esed Echalei Sekreide is Klein that he says, and Klein that he says that Klein that he says there is no mask either. There is no mask in two ways. First of all, who forces him to put on a Zechavah Kampus? He doesn't have to put on a Zechavah Kampus. He becomes Mechuyev only to put in pieces if he puts on a Zechavah Kampus. But who forces him to put on a Beges of the Council? And especially a Beges of Pishton. So where does he have to be in the climb? In the Beges of Pishton, so he has to put it in trailers, the seller. Who forces him to put on a Beges of Pishton? And then even if he does put on a Beges of Pishton, he has a way he can round it out one of the corners. So it will be like this. So it will not have four corners. So then there won't be any chiyu. So he, but, and still the Torah says that the Ezer of Tite is the Israelites of flying. So here we have a Mokeya, that it's not the imperative that is the Israelites. It's not the Chiyuv of the Mitzvah that is the Israelites of flying. But the Chiyuv of Mitzvah is the Israelites. Now we saw that there is one motion in the Eshkol. The Eshkol says that Yidin is Manazeh, after the Chachomim Moreken, the Mitzvah of Chiyuv, in the Beges of Pishton. So if somebody will put in Chiyuv of Tender in the Beges of Pishton, he will be Potter of Malkit. How for the Chachomim Moreikea? The certainly Moreikea, the Chiyuv. So Rav Chaim says that this Loshon holds that even though the Chiyuv is Neka, but since there is Chiyuv HaMitzle, so Mimele, so is there. And the other Loshon holds, no. Since the Chachomim Moreikea, the Chiyuv, so there is no Chiyuv. But one Loshon says that there is Chiyuv, even though there is no Chiyuv. So that Russian certainly holds that the even a mitzvah giyum is can be leichet. So that is Rashi Shita also, that even a mitzvah giyum is can be leichet. And how do we know? Because the whole halacha of tchi is mentioned in connection with tite. And since there is no mas, he doesn't have to put on a Beges of Pishton. And even if he does put on a Beges of Pishton, he can round out one corner. So we see that the mitzvah giyum is in leichet. So the mele, hayob elavu, mamzeret, so we can be the army leader, I say. And it's only the Rabbanon, the Yosher Zishio. Mashiach came, later she has the Koresh. So assuming that there is a general principle that an Ezra is the Koresh, where is that general principle mentioned? It's implicit in Shafir Nishmehu. So only an Ezra do the Ezra is in that. Where is the Chiyubim, say it's the Chiyubim, where there is a mass. Mashiach in Ezra of Shnitzu is not the Chiyubim, because as far as the Chiyub is concerned, so it's in the form of an alternative. So that could be there. This is how Rashi explains. Elam Shemitah Lemich, Mar Lehano, Shechin Hechshavit. Now this is Rashi Psha. So according to Rashi Psha, Hechshavit Shmeh represents the Nazir. But according to the Isis and all that of the Shem Yudin, Hechshavit Shmeh represents the Griyet. Because they, whereas Rashi says, Elam Shemitah Lemich, Hechshavit Shmeh refers back to the first planet. That if there's a cause of Satish Israel in reference to the king of Shreitri Pasheli, and still we cannot learn how from that. If there's a cause of the death of him should be there, we could not learn how the death of him should be there. That there is a self correct, a petition, because from that topic we can only learn how the death of Israel is there in the correct. That way it's an imperative. Hechsha mitzvah means an imperative, a mask, something that is a mask. So, this is Rajasya. Eisne said no. The Gemara said those who believe fast, and the Gemara does not regret back to the original plan. That the topic of Shachir Yishmael has referenced to Shachir and Bashir, you know. And the counter, the Gemara now is assuming that insofar as Shachir and Bashir is concerned,
so the Torah doesn't even have to tell us that it shouldn't listen to the father. Without any Zerabakos of Fulcan Hayom Nechlevi, I would know that the son is not supposed to listen to the father, and the father tells him, be the whole Shabbat, you know, I'm law. But the Torah, it was necessary for the Torah to advise us that his son should listen to the father in connection with Muhammad. But then you have seen the Postic of Fulcan Hayom Nechlevi. His reference to Muhammad, let us learn how a general principle that an essay is not deiche, a lady is a great age of, a death of Kibbutz is not deiche, the lady is a great age of Muhammad. Oh, the Torah says, no, we cannot learn how the general principle that an essay is not deiche, a lady is a great age. Because, true, here the Torah says, the death of Kibbutz is not deiche, the lady is of Muhammad. Because here it's not the evening. Generally, it's not the evening. The essay of Kibbutz, generally speaking, sometimes you can visualize exceptional situations, but generally, the essay of Kibbutz is not the evening with the violation of the love of Muhammad. Love of Muhammad. Now, when the father tells the son, now, I want to have many loaves for breakfast. So because of that, you just follow the Hamea that has a dozen loaves on it. You just follow it even if it's around. In order that I should have a dozen loaves for breakfast. So in that case, when the son listens to the father, and the Hamea have ended correctly, so he's not the time to meet just in that then. When the meet just in that fulfilled, later on, when the father eats, when he gives him the loaves, and he accommodates him in the breakfast. But right now, it's only Hechsher. So that's the reason as to why we cannot learn how from Kuchen Hayom Dechrei, that essay is not Dechrei to Dechrei. No, an essay is Dechrei to Dechrei, provided it be next, if the Kiman, provided the Kiman is simultaneous with the violation of the law, but here by the Hamea, so the violation of the law takes place first. And then later, let's say half an hour later, when the father is given the role, then the son is becoming the Mitzvah of Kibbutz. Some male is not the evening. So some male cannot learn out a general principle that an essay is not necessarily to create the evening, because here we can only learn out a general principle that an essay is not necessarily to create the evening when it's not the evening. But not where it is the evening. So in other words, so this aloha of the evening is the same nation. Where is the market for it? This is tomorrow for the evening. Do you ask?
Yes, so that according to Rossi, that means the preparation that before he gives in to the father, that's the exact answer to the throughout.
Yeah,
or he goes, what's the part of it?
Thank you.
show. Yeah, the Mr. Rugalonzo, hey, Romulu Leda, Romulu Leda, and Yukta Bakis, I didn't say, well, no, a contract is just. So we cannot say, they play all these other of the old, that also the new doors is not the and the contrary, he's so far as he still runs the old system. So that's the thing that I thought that the end of Nico didn't say it. And so maybe that's why the thing is why they don't have to mention, the end of the thing is not the head, because the door is not made. So I would say, because the people do say that, how can you want to say, according to Rashi, that I know already from the funeral of the old, that the earth of Egypt cannot be made. And the contrary, according to Rashi, that the earth of Egypt do see they have been so far as the people have other people of the old. So that's why you have to say that. Now, what do I have to say here? This is when you have come, you see the old Egypt, they are coming through. The Mizrach has normally the weather, the Yisra Kochel, but people have been made. Hello, I'm the killer today. Thank you. can be done according to that view. Even if the Indian can fix the Indian money, not in the honey. So it's only after. Only after. The Ramban thing is that it is after. We have to be more important out there because we have to be more outside reference to the hammer. That's the hammer. But maybe the hammer when you carry, when you put the load of stone on top of the hammer, on top of the hammer, the hammer to carry all the stone, to carry all the stone to the hammer. In order to be able to use these stones in building the structure of the Talmud, so the hammer is only after. It's a little thing in the Ramban's version that where the Indian can fit not in the hammer, but in the actual building, in filling up the rows of stones in the edifice of the Talmud, then it's not after. But that is clear. The Rasha tells us, according to Rasha, so he and the Talmud, he doesn't know more for reference to. But when he came to the and he was the Lord called by him, that's because the Lord is the so the human is the fact that in the actual building. But the human is the fact in the building. Now, after he was the son of that family, he said it was the same time as we are, and he won't have to build the family. He told us that the family was going to be built in the family. So it's the highest from this rashi, it's the highest from this rashi, that the instead of that comes in the next two buildings, but Zou je hier zeggen, zou je halen min of die morgen wel, voor die zin is de koek aan mis, ik zag je echt zelf. Als je morgen zegt, toe je te meren houdt, dan toch ga je onder de weg, dat is een mitzwe, dat is de koek aan mis, en dat is ook zo in maat. Zou je zeggen, voor die zin is de koek aan mis, want ik zag je maat, ik zou je niet zeggen, joh niet. Ik ga het maar uit, dan de meren die morgen zegt, als je niet zo niet vraagt, maar dan gaan we ook zeggen, echt zo'n mitzwe. Ach, dan niet bedenk ik me de hart op, door als ik spring. Denk ik me de hart op, ik zie me van de droom. Ja, dan niet zo. Zullen we doorgaan. We doorgaan. Zo aan lang van dit sport in de kop. Hoe ga je om te vrienden dat ik nog zo daar ben? Dat elke mietje dat is, mam is wat je me daar. Iemand zo is de maat, wat is het wat je me daar. Dat is, mam is ook aan mietje, zo in de mietje tot een eind. Zo is dat degen. En binnen met dat mietje is ook dan in de mietje tot een eind. Because the Kima Mitzvah does not consist in putting one stone on top of the other. In the Kima Mitzvah consists in having a built with a mikdash that is available for Kovas Kaponis and for Riesh or for Bashona and so on. So the putting, the being itself is only a herrscher. So the Mele from the Poshik of Kuchayot, the Kvein, the Poshik of Tiburav, we can learn out that Binyan with a mikdash is not deiche. Is na deiche chilushabe. Is na deiche chilushabe. Why does it all have to tell us na deiche chilushabe? So Rashi says, Elul abdikilusinei, that you will lo yachshav mitzvah. What do you mean? If a lo yachshav mitzvah means that ikufa mitzvah. That ikufa mitzvah of the mitzvah kiyumi. This is what he means that lo yachshav mitzvah. Not only the ikufa mitzvah, of the mitzvah yudis is the echelet in the Koran. But we should learn out from Yoshi Toro that it's a hiloduloyach sa mitzvah, that the kufa mitzvah of the mitzvah yudis, like him, that has an alternative, is also the echelet. That's why the Torah has to tell us, Oleo, that it's not the echelet, the mitzvah of a chedisho. That Elul Av is hilfnei that the loyach sa mitzvah, you will got this comprehended to loydoche. In other words, if the Torah hadn't mentioned Oleo, I'm going to be doche, in Genisprich. In Genisprich, Oleo. In Genisprich, Oleo. So in other words, the Rashi also operates in the longest of things. But according to Rashi, two things that mentioned. So in other words, so, Achsha Mitzvah implies two things. First of all, that it is a means to an end. It's not a book of Mitzvah, that it is, and then it has an adivus also. Because it's a means to the mitzvah yudis. So the mitzvah yudis. So the Torah tells us that the mean a hechsha mitzvah of the mitzvah yudis is not there. It's not there. But kufa mitzvah of the mitzvah yudis is there. But I can't learn out from that that a kufa mitzvah of the mitzvah yudis like Yisra should be there. So then Gemara says, no, but I should learn how that the kufa mitzvah of the mitzvah kiyumi can be deiche from the potik of Midoshi Tehov. So Gemara says, because otherwise, why does the Torah have to tell us the Midoshi Tehov? So Gemara says, no, inachanami, that the potik of Midoshi Tehov tells us something else. What does it tell us? Nemosh, Mirom Shat. So, Midoshi Tehov, no more, boy, what's the time? יוכל לשיון ידום מיתות, חולמי מסתית את ישמו, תשמעי, את גידו שירו, נאמרו שירו בשעת, נאמרו מירו במית, מה שמירו אמרו בשעת, מו נשאב את הכל שיורי, אלו בלי שאיתר לשעבו, special verse that Neymar, who will be Midosh? No i mi też atmosfery. El milice Niederlande. And is nothing just a cost of, I would say? No, nothing is Niederlande. But, mi mitos. What does it mean, mitos? Yes, the milicioi mitos. What does it mean, mitos? So, the teacher says, Gabi, obviously, we'll have to go back to him. If she takes a little stack, then we'll have to go back to him. Aber Gabi, haben nicht durch. Dies bringe ich mich um die Haare, so was ich mich nicht. So, the teacher says, come to take me more. Makes it even more difficult. So, in other words, why is it, wasn't it necessary for the Torah to tell us in connection with the Avein that Yochim, Shore, Yochim, Yochim? So he says, because I couldn't have thought that I thought that he should be Shore of all. In other words, what he should bow, he should be Shtachane.
Why couldn't Mordechai bow down to Haman? I mean, it was a question of saving his life.
En dit wordt dit. En hier nog een tonne van die vrouw toe. Van die hand zijn dit. In de genaamde. If there hadn't been a special there at the cost. If there hadn't been a special there at the cost. Wees die stag wil hem. Wil hem wie had hem stag zijn. Hij had hem stag wil hem schicken met iets gehoord. So then there would be a miser of having dore to bow down to human beings. Not only bow down when you prostrate real for human beings, or when you prostrate yourself, to a king. But even when we meet a person, don't we make a bow? We meet a person in the street. We make a bow, and if someone will make this kind of a bow, then there is always behind me. Because there is a chiyuv mishe for ishtachvoy even without pishutchadayim rabbi. So how are we allowed to make a bow? And how was Esther allowed to kneel and to prostrate herself before Ahasuerus? The answer is because there is a special hetzer. Of which ishtachve lohem, avol ishtachve lohem shekeveso. So it's a special hetzer. Because of COVID abriyeh, so we allow to be mishtachve, machmas kovet abriyeh to human being. Don't make any difference. A Jew, a non-Jew, even a pagan, a human being is a human being. So there is a special heter to be mishtachve, machmas kovet to a human being. So there is no Yisrael Zohar. But if not for the special Zohar Sakosu, there would be an Yisrael Zohar. Of course, there wouldn't be any Chiyuv Nisa. Even without the special Zohar Sakosu. There wouldn't be any Chiyuv Nisa because Rove says, and we pass like Rove, that even if someone is able to ma'ave or mi'iro, so not to shame of the who's mamish, but ma'ave or mi'iro, so it's water of mi'iro. So if somebody is mishtachve even without a special jerat akosim, so avu mishtachve not to be isro. So there wouldn't be a heter to be mishtachve to another, to prostrate yourself before a king or for any human being. So it would be also, but Nisa there wouldn't be, because when is there a chiyuv Nisa only when he does a derech lehus, but if he doesn't do a derech lehus, then there is no chiyuv of Nisa, but the Nisa Avad is already there is. Now suppose someone would bow to a cow. He wants to give respect to the cow, so he'll just bow to the cow. You believe in Nisa Avad is already. You believe in Nisa Avad is already. And the Chidushi Aram, the Chidushi Aram in Sanhedrin says, in discussing the Mishmelim, now the Rambam says that Mishmelim are not Eidah Lizor, the Muslim, because they believe the Yichud Avere, and Muno Sheim Bodeifi, that's the Lashon Rambam. So the Chidushi Aram says, true, they are not Eidah Lizor in a way that when a Jew would do it, he should be Chayav Mitzvah. But they bow to Muhammad, so they bow, so that is also involved in Israel of Al-Izzah. That also is they bow to Muhammad. So he says, so the Chidush Aram says, and Muhammad is dead already for many years. So Mele it involves in Israel of Al-Izzah. Because if, when the Ram says, Chidush Aram says, if someone would bow to a human being, so then he doesn't involve in Israel Zohar, because then it's covered to a human being. But when one bows to someone who is dead, then there is no meaning of covet. In other words, but the child, why couldn't there be covet to someone who is dead? The answer is, if there hadn't been a special Zerat HaKosot, or with the Shrach Velohem, Avolat Mishtach Velohem Shekeleisho, one wouldn't be allowed to bow to a human being, to a king, to whoever he is. It would involve an Israel Mizore. But there is a special heter. So there is a special heter that this does not constitute an Israel Mizore. When you are Mishtach ve Machmaskovit. So the special heter applies only to a living person, but not to someone who is dead. Not to someone who is dead. In other words, if someone will make a vow to a picture of a tzaddik, to a picture of a tzaddik, he'll be able to 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 be able to
So no matter whose picture it is, it might be the picture of the biggest study, but if somebody, before he goes to sleep, will make a bow to the picture of Itzavi, Mach Maskovet, he'll be Eiver and Isham on his own. Because the only reason why we're allowed to make a bow to a human being is because of his special Zerzakotu. Aber atum ishtach velo odesh gelesho. Then we say, Jochel Aflo Homon, Homon not. Why Homon not? Not because Homon was a Roshi, Hashirish was also a Roshi. So the heter of ishtach velo odesh gelesho applied even to the Roshi Gomo, the biggest Roshi. I mean, even to Yitra Yimakshme, if somebody made a bow prostrating himself, Derech Kovet, not to Shemalus, but Derech Kovet to Hitler, while he was alive, he wouldn't have involved the Nisar on his own, because of his special hacker. But only Homon is different, because Homon was worshipped on his own Shemalus. So then that hacker doesn't apply to an Odom, who is considered an Avodah Zarah by certain people. That's the pshat, Yochel Homon, the Homonat, because Homon was never. Homon was never. Now, I think that Hiroshima is never by some of his people. So, Memele, Enoch Name, when you see Hiroshima, you're not allowed to take it to make a bow. Any other human being, you are allowed to take a bow. But you have to stand flat when you greet Hiroshima, because he is never. Unless he's not never anymore, I don't know. Hey, but I think that he's still never by many people in Japan. All right, yes, what is it?
So, but if the point of Homon is that he's never, so why do some of not never used to be Misoto, is that never?
What?
Misoto,
no, because if somebody will bow to the sun, they're coming, not to Shemelul, but or to the moon, because Mahmas, he'll bow to the moon, Mahmasah. Mahmasabe, the moon is so beautiful, so he'll bow to prostrate himself to the moon. Not that he believes that the moon is a deity, but just Mahmas Kovet, he wants to give Kovet to the moon. He'll be either a Nisar Rizor, he will not be Chayiv Mise. Ma'amun Yira, there is no Chayiv Mise, but there will be a Nisar Rizor. If he'll bow to the moon. But to a human being, there is a special heter. So the special heter applies only to a human being who is not an Rizor, but not to a human being like Homer, who is Nevad, who is an Avodah Zarah, who is an Avodah Zarah. And the Chiddush HaRan says that the heter is only to a human being who lives, but not to a human being. That special heter applies only to a human being who lives. That's what the Ram says. Not to someone who is the Shinchanot.
So it's not a question of Nevad.
No, that's something else. I mean, if he is Nevad, I don't want to say in Homon. So it means even while Homon was alive, I don't mean when Homon now. Homon now, so certainly you're not allowed to bow to him. But at the time of Mordechai. So why was Mordechai into Nevesh himself? Why couldn't he bow? The answer is because he was never. So then there is no head. Now, here he says, Gaviobi Hulutra, Leimachin, Dipshite Shalom Yishtach Shalom Shinalus. Because Gaviobi Monachia. As a matter of fact, I think that Yerushalmi in Peye mentions with Shvach certain goyim, that whenever they saw their father, certain goyim, it appears, I mean, that many goyim in Zman Chazal were very particular about the mitzvah of Kibbutz. So Yerushalmi in Peye mentions goyim who were, I mean, Lishchusom, Lishvachom, that they were so particular in Kibbutz, that every time a certain goy saw his father passing by, or his mother passing by, he prostrated himself to her, or to him, to the father, on the ground. And that is mentioned by Yerushalmi Lishvach. Why? Because there is no issue of the Zohar of prostrating to yourself, Lishim Kovet, as long as that human being is not Nevad, is not an Avodah by anyone, is not worshipped as a deity. So there is no Issa. So on the contrary, so it's a mitzvah to prostrate himself before a father. Of course today it wouldn't be a mitzvah, because today, I mean, it looks ridiculous when somebody prostrates himself, you know, on the ground. So mainly it's not an expression of Kovet. But let's say in the days when everyone used to prostrate himself before a king and before a nobleman, before a tzar,
So, as we see from the Vesper, I mean that before he starts, so it was customary to fast himself. So then it was even a mitzvah to prostrate himself before his father. It was an expression of kovod. And like today, if somebody will meet his father after he hasn't seen him for some time, and he will not make the ordinary bow that he makes to the average person, so he'll be mivadil in the mitzvah of Meire. But, and so he says like this, Gabiovi Hutzrach Limakei. Because we couldn't say that in other words that he shouldn't be mishtachve lishim kovet. Why shouldn't he be mishtachve lishim kovet? After all, there is no issue of Hablizore to be mishtachve to a human being lishim kovet. So mimele, Bobi Vimei, he certainly should be mishtachve lishim kovet. Today it's not a mitzvah to be mishtachve because people don't consider it as a tribute, you know. But if it is customary, you know, to be mishtachve to a tzar, to a king, so then he certainly should be mishtachve to the animals. But lishim kovet, that certainly is muter, not only muter. If it is customary to be mishtachve to an important person, so then it's a mitzvah to be mishtachve to an avlener. Why not? Then of course. Esther was mishtachve every time she saw Achashverosh. Why shouldn't in those days every time that the son visits the father be mishtachve in the same way as Esther was mishtachve to Achashverosh? Then of course. So we couldn't say Yochel Nisyori Odom Miyogi, that he should be Mishtachve Derech Kovet. Why not? How could we say that was Lema? No, you're not allowed. How could we say you're not allowed to be Mishtachve Miyogi Derech Kovet? So what do we say? Yochel Nisyori Odom Miyogi, to Mishtachve, to Meluz, to Lema? No. How could we have to show it? If we have such a talk that I talk in our remotest imagination, that a son should deify his father, has to show him. Rahman al-Islam. So the melee we couldn't doubt in that Rosh. But the inking, we got the Hamidos, our Gabi Hamidos is here, we should have a Dorosh of Induce. So I would say, true, that if one bows down to a cow, Derech Kovet, he's even in Shavali Dorosh. If one bows down to a person who is to a deceased, Derech Kovet, the Chiddush Aran forever says that he's in the Yiran Yisrael HaMidore, but to prostrate himself to the Bishamito is Derech Kovet. Not Derech Halud. Derech Halud, not Shayach, it's inconsiderable. Not for the purpose of deifying the Bishamito is Chiddush Aran. But Derech Kovet, in the same way as Esther prostrated herself to Ahasuerus is Derech Kovet. So I could have talked about it though, that it's a mitzvah, that it comes within the mitzvah of Mevo Mignos to bow to the Vitamintos that are coming. So Talmud Lema, no. When the mitzvah happens to your age, I will meet the Israel and so. So the melee, if someone will bow down to the Vitamintos that are coming, he'll be either an Israel and so. Because there is only one heter to bow down the covet of human beings, to a living human being, not to any other being. You're not allowed to bow down to a malach. And if somebody will be mishtachvet to a malach, then a covet, he'll be even an Israel Israel. If one will be mishtachvet to a covet, to one of the tzaddikim, while Sheikh Yopo will be, the Chiddush Aram says, that he'll be even an Israel Israel. All right.
Yes, Shabbat, Shino, and Mila, 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 Mila En wie kopen het? En wie kopen dat het gewoon is man? Die zeggen dat het. En only Tommy, according to woman Doma, dat Ivo zich zo niet voor de Nico, die was Tommy te hebben, zo, die wist niet als Ivo. Wat al die andere koppen is, die dat zeggen dat het, lachen als Ivo. So why don't we learn out from those common? They may be the Shiva Hotom Kulum Tot, Kim the Halu Hoshon. We can live a Halmila Ushok of Bonne Shechin Tot. So now why is Miller Tot? Yeah, Miller does not depend upon any day of the year. I mean, any child is born on this day, so there is a Chiyuv of Miller. So the Miri says, because it's more obvious that this is an event that happens very infrequently. In other words, that one mother dies and without children. But Miri's mano is relatively frequent. So Miri is called for it. And we shot with a lot of time. But we have a the man don't know English is really the first of these people in a triad. So then, you cannot say that it's taking a deal. Alright. So here, Yochi, a king of Ave, and here a Shabbat. Talmud Lema, Ishimidol, the whole of Shabbat, the Shneiro, Kuchan Chayom, the Chvei. So how do we learn how that the father tells him to be a Shabbat, he shouldn't listen? Because מעניה בשם דיסייבה לקרוא כדוי. איש אם אילון תראו, והספית את ישמעו, עניה בשם הלגיך. So in other words, that the mayor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above everything else. ואיתם, ומנורון, כי כל יצרי הצפות הישבתים את הערבי, וכן בשום לגבי מיד. Now, how do we know that the פשט מעניה בשם הלגיך is that Shabbat is not Nitzches Nitzikimadah. After all, maybe the Pshat Nadir Hashem HaVekeichem is that you should listen to the Father, because listening to the Father involves two things. First of all, Kibudav, and also Kibud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kibud HaMokeh. Whereas Shabbat is only Kibud HaMokeh, not Kibud anybody else. Das ist da. Wie sie nur die Kolleg wer Schabbat mit der Rein. Der Kind ist aber gar nicht das. Je schlimma, die Krieg da kann ich auch habe zwei die schwere Schabbat. Wie schon mit. Die Meida war Mocke, sie war Eva. Because Shabbat ist die Hidus. An Hidus Eva. Die Dome Beire, wo wir kommen, im Chal Shabbat, wie man meinte Breit. Wenn da nie an die Schem, so that is mentioned. משמע לקוי אמיר את יחדים אני אין שם משהו לקוי אמיר את יחדים בי ועם ואבי ובמיד לשכונים אבי רואי נוי מי לא מרחם כי לקום אבי מידרוש ויסקדישת לי את נשים יוכל קומי נתעמיד הכל השני שזה מאוד מזכר so here the פשעתי לפותיקים נשים מבואו שרואו שאתי ישבו אני אין שם לקחת וזה גאט ודמיר אוף גאוף הקודי ברוך הוא take precedence over the mayor of the Inigot. Alright. V'yitayim. V'lomu l'kro b'tibud Avihei v'l'idoche Shabbat. V'l'af kro namel l'idoche shehu v'yobiv muzorin ala Shabbat. K'idom al-perkame l'idush gav'yobiv v'ymer ashkeini v'yime yomro ashkeini hanach tibud imcho v'atei kvei dovicho sh'ato v'imcho chayobim v'kvei dovicho v'chei עובר בין רשתני ומצווה לעשוי הנחת לדוויחו ועשי מצווה שעתו וויחו חיוב עם עשית מצווה. So there is a loche that if let's say the father tells him to do something and he has to do a mitzvah, so he should do the mitzvah. That takes precedence over to the Ahab, because the father is also mechoyer in the mitzvah. Or the father tells him to give me a drink of water and the mother tells him, give me a drink of water. So if the mother is a crucial, so then the choice is with the son. He can decide to whom to give the drink of water. that suppose he can give two drinks of water, there is just one drink of water that he can give. Or the question is, suppose he can give two, but one will have to be later than the other. So the halacha is, if the mother is a kosher, so then they are both equal. So the son can decide to whom to give the drink of water. But if the mother is not a kosher, so then he has to give the drink of water to the father. Because the wife is mechuyev al kedim to listen to the husband, and he is mechuyev to listen to the father. So the father takes precedence over the mother. So why do we have to resort to a special gzeirat hakos that kibud av ha'im is not the yecheshabes? Who be oviv chayomim b'shabes? So why should we resort to this special gzeirat hakos? Seems to be a very strong kasha. So then Tosfos gives a tariff. Yesh leima adin mehochi al finanos. So the whole reason is why omar leoviv ashkenim mai. The omar leimei ashkenim mai. So the halacha is that is yasik b'chvei novi, hu v'imei chayovim b'chvei novi. So it's because of this Gzeirat HaKos. But the Gemara doesn't say that. So how do all the Rishayim, how the Tzaddikim explain Shechin Hechshamit? Or I Rashi explained it something else, and then we said that Rashi agrees with the oneness of Tzaddikim as well, but Rashi has another element. But Tzaddikim explicitly says that the Pshat is little bit Malahanach Shechin Hechshamit, so we could not learn out a general deed that Efe is not the Yechei Leif, because we say the reason is why the Torah says Yakuk Hayon Bechlevi, that the Efe Kibudav is not the Yechei, the love of Mechamea, because the Efe Kibudav is not the business, it's only Hechsha Mitzvah, it's not the Gufa Mitzvah, it's not the Gufa Mitzvah, but, so it's another Aloha is mentioned here. According to the Yitzvah, Kuk Hayon Bechlevi implies because Ato v'yobicho chayobim b'shabes. So that has nothing to do with the Gemara. That has nothing to do with Hashemitzvah. So it's very strange what Teisa says. V'mehochi alfin nosov. That means that the din that is mentioned in Gemara in Yidushin, Omer li'oviv ashkeni, Omer li'imei ashkeni, so yazi yichlidoviv, shehu v'imei chayobim yichlidoviv, is the same din as what the Gemara says here. Here the Gemara says the reason is why he's not mechuyev to listen to the father of the Mechal Shabbat or to be mitamei or not to return an aveide, because it's only actually it's not b'izne. But the Gemara in Dushne has nothing to do with b'izne. It's something else entirely. So how can Teisa say the Mechuyev of himself? So it is obvious that according to Teisa there are two halachas implicit in this Gzeirat HaKos of Aliyah Vishem, Kur Chayom Bechlevi. Two separate halachas. One halach is Ato V'yovicho Chayovim Bechlevi Shavuake. That's one halach. In other words, Ato V'yovicho Ato V'yovicho. So in this, for the same reason, so Omer Leyovim Ashkenimai, Omerim Ashkenimai, so Yati Bechlevi. And then another halach, there is no Tchinyeh because it's that. So the question is, Monefsheh, if there is no Tchir because of Hechsheh, so why do we have to resort? Ato Vavich Ochayom Bichayomot. And if there is Aloche Ato Vavich Ochayom Bichayomot, so why do we have to resort? Because it's Hechsheh, it's Abimim, it's Abimim. So I mean, so how does Tosfos explain it wrong? Now, the Rambam and the Rashbo, they all say like Tosfos. They explain the Gemara like Tosfos, not like Rashi, because according to Rashi, und immer ist es auch nicht ein bisschen einfach, mal haben noch solche Herrscher mit zwei. So, according to Rashi, the Gemara is reverting back to the original premise that the Takotsu of Chayot Bechlegi is referenced to Shchitli Bashir. But Taisa says no. The Gemara says that it has reference to Mechamer. Because Shchitli Bashir is a good bit of the night of the Bishop of the Tal. Because an essay is not there, a root is here before. So Taisa explains that because the reason as to why we cannot learn out a general principle that they never did have anything to say, because we could say, do you know why by Tibudav? So therefore Tibudav is not going to fail to say, because it's only Hersha Mitzvah. But where it's not the Hersha Mitzvah, then yes. Now, the Ramban and the Rashba add one thing. The Taser doesn't say. The Taser doesn't say. The Ramban says, "We should pirish rat." Not as Rat explains that the Gemara is reverting back to the original premise that the potting of Akuk and Hayom Nichredi is reference to Shchiti Bashir. The Rav of the Chama comes in. But then your question is, the potting is reference to Omar Yovi, Hayim Nechaneya. So let us learn how a general being that ain't ever there to be. Let me come across. Let me come across.